Natalie, I hope it's Todorov. I'm not even sure if I have your last name right, Natalie.
You were close. It's Todorov.
Todorov. I bet you've been doing that your whole life.
Yes, you are not the first, nor will you be the last.
I was just talking about you coming on, and I received a letter from our insurance company. They want to swing by the house and take a look around. And then if they want to come in the house, they'll reach out via phone. And we've only been in this house 2 years. But then Steve Bertrand just reminded me we did have a furnace fire. Would something like that, even though we didn't file a claim, would they have found out about that through, I don't know, fire department records or anything like that?
It is possible. You know, these days insurance companies, they have drones and they're looking at your house. So if you put in a swimming pool without telling your insurance company, they're going to find out and they could raise your rate because of it.
And that's what they come out to look for, right? To see if you added any additional buildings or a swimming pool or something that you have not told them about.
Essentially, yes. They're mostly making sure that what they have on, in their paperwork, in their records, matches what's actually on your property to make sure that it's on a one-to-one basis and that your policy is priced adequately.
I know at Bankrate, you checked it out and you found out that U.S. households spend an average of $2,470 per year on their home insurance policies. Did you break it down by state? And do you know in Illinois what we might pay?
Yes, in Illinois, that number is closer to about $2,200 per year, which represents just shy of 3% of median income in the state.
And I have a feeling it's going up like everything else.
You are correct. Over the past 2 years, nationally, home insurance rates have risen about 9%. And what's interesting about that figure is that's actually faster than inflation during that period, which was around 7%. So if you've seen your home insurance bill go up, the chances are you're not alone.
And why? Why are they going up? Other than insurance companies really want to boost their bottom line, but there's something else to it, I would imagine.
There is always something else. You know, home insurance pricing is a really complicated product because you have things on the macro level that affect your price, and you have things that are individual to you as a homeowner that affect your price. More on the macro level, things like extreme weather losses when home insurance companies are just hemorrhaging money due to pay out catastrophic losses, they're going to have to recoup that somewhere, and that somewhere is usually in your premium. And also, when the cost of rebuilding goes up, home insurance costs tend to go up as well. It's not immune to inflation. When inflation goes up, your policy probably is going to go up as well. But on the homeowner level, one thing that our study highlighted that I thought was really fascinating is just how important your credit history is in your home insurance premium. We found that a dropping from good credit to poor credit adds about $4,000 a year.
Dropping from good credit to poor credit could cause your homeowner's insurance to go up by $4,000 a year?
That's correct.
Wow. And that could be a variety of issues. Maybe you had a health crisis, you lost your job. That's frightening. And we were talking about that with our Secretary of State when it comes to automobile insurance, because this wasn't always the standard. This has only been around for, I think, 20, 30 years where they started using credit reports to determine how insurable you are.
That's correct. And it is frightening because your credit can change based on something that's completely out of your control. Like you mentioned, maybe a medical emergency or you suddenly had to take on debt for an emergency expense. But whether or not it's fair is a totally different question, but it is happening and homeowners should be prepared for it. So if you do notice your bill creeping up and up, try to work on your credit if you can.
And when you have a conversation with them, do they admit to that? Do they say, hey, it's your credit? Because every time I try and talk to insurance agents, they go, well, that's just the way it is.
It really will depend on the agent that you get on the phone. If your credit has taken a significant dip from the last time your policy renewed, your insurance company will likely be pretty transparent with you about that. But if your credits remain the same and your costs are still going up, then you might get that that's just what it is kind of answer.
And of course, weather has to impact all of us. We see hurricanes, flood events, not necessarily just in our area, but other parts of the country. And I feel like we're all paying for that. Is that true?
That's partially true. Now, insurance companies, and when they file for rate increases in different states, because insurance is managed at a state level, not a national level, so it works differently in every state. Technically, when they file for increases, they have to prove that they have a good reason to do so. And oftentimes, that could be recouping losses in other states, and oftentimes it's not. For example, if an insurance company is losing a lot of money in Florida, it may not get approved to get a rate raise in Nebraska to make up for those losses. But we do see that kind of thing coming through the cracks. And the bottom line is that extreme weather is going to just make things more expensive.
So, Natalie, give us the bottom line on how to save on homeowners insurance or prevent our bill from skyrocketing.
One really great piece of advice I'm going to offer, I'm also going to caveat, is to raise your deductible, but only do that if that's something you can pay out without taking on debt. Like I mentioned earlier, a drop in credit can seriously affect your home insurance premium. So if you do raise your deductible, you'll likely get a lower rate, but make sure it's something you can actually pay if you need to file a claim.
Thank you so much for joining us. I would imagine all this data is on bankrate.com.
Yes, we have a whole report. You can look at it state by state, city by city. We have a lot of really great information on there.
Wonderful.